As Claude Lewenz tried to envision the ideal modern community, he drew on ideas both old and new to devise the concept he calls a village town.
It's a town made of villages. The purpose of it is first to create a local economy that's self-supporting. And then the continued purpose is to enable its citizens to enjoy what Aristotle called a good life, which was defined as conviviality, citizenship, artistic, intellectual, and spiritual growth.
Accomplishing that, says Lewenz, requires striking a balance between the intimacy of small neighborhoods and a population that is large enough to be economically self-sufficient.
People want to live in a face-to-face community where they're known and where they know others, and that's roughly 500 people, 250 to 750. If it gets more than that, you're anonymous. However, to have a local economy, you have to have 5,000 to 10,000 people. So to have the face-to-face community of 500, you need 20 villages.
All this happens on a 500-acre site, where 350 acres are set aside as a green belt, with the residents, businesses, and other activities concentrated in the remainder. Lewenz is an American living in New Zealand, which is one of the places where his village town concept is getting some serious attention, in Auckland. Other potential sites are Sydney, Australia, Mallorca, Spain, and Sonoma County, in part because of the combination here of progressive thinkers and challenging local building codes and permitting requirements. One step toward easing those obstacles, Lewenz says, is inviting county supervisors to suggest potential locations they might support.
We'd rather that the county supervisors tell us where they think the best place is. They know their politics. They know their county. If we, for example, are in the middle of the farming district to revitalize the farms, they'll have to decide where it should go. As soon as you pick the land, you're just a developer asking to rezone something, and that's not what we are.
Sebastopol resident John Morgan, a former city planner, has been spreading the word locally about the village town vision, which he says offers a host of environmental benefits.
Not only no cars, but renewable local energy resources, biologically based recycling of wastewater, extremely frugal use of both energy and water and other materials, and also a very strong community so that all sorts of social problems that we're all too familiar with in our society would be greatly lessened.
Morgan has also organized an open house at the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa tonight, where anyone interested in the village town concept can find out more about it. Building enthusiasm is the key first step, Lewenz says, and right now, he's not asking anyone for anything more.
We ask people to say two things. I love it, and I can live there and want to. It's far too premature to have any other commitments because until we secure that first investor funding and we set up a California corporation, there's nothing to offer. So what we're doing is we're enrolling people in a vision that we believe can happen and will happen if there are people.
It will take $1 to $2 billion investor dollars to build his vision, Lewenz says. Residents will buy in during or after construction, which he imagines could be accomplished in as little as 3 years. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.